Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
A bunch of 911 callers in Minnesota. Runners up for the Knucklehead Award today.
Oh, the knuckleheads in Minnesota saw this billboard, a Clear Channel billboard that was advertising a convenience store's hot, you know, their pizza, and it's all ready to go for you. And so to signify that, they would let little blasts of smoke machine out of the top of the billboard. And people kept calling 911 thinking the billboard was on fire. Oh, it's a pizza oven. Yeah. See the thing come out of the steam?
Pay attention to it. Now, do they have the smell? They should have the smell.
Oh, yeah.
Our other knucklehead runner-up today. Now, we got two guys who shot their junk off today that are in the runner-up, and one of them wins. The guy in China, we're not going to give him the crown, the guy in China. We're going to stay local for the winner. The guy in China who, after a big night of drinking, woke up the next morning and realized at some point he had shot his schmeckle clean off. 44-year-old guy.
Got into a standoff.
And a poor guy, too. The first couple hospitals he went to.
You're looking at me.
First couple hospitals he drove to. Yes, apparently he had to drive himself to the hospital. They said, we can't help you here. We don't do that kind of work. But our 930
knuckle. Didn't you say he had to see a microsurgeon?
Yes, he did. That's not what he told his girlfriend, though. But our 930 knucklehead winner today comes to us from Chelan County. This is another guy who shot his stuff off.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And he is getting the trophy because his first stop was not at the hospital.
I bet in Chelan County, you shoot your junk off, you're probably going to have a better luck finding a veterinarian than actual doctor on that side of the state.
27-year-old guy accidentally shoots himself in the genitals there. And so he gets a hold of his girlfriend. All right, you're going to have to drive.
She's like, well, I know what we're not doing tonight.
And he instructs her that their first stop is not going to be the hospital with this mess he's got going on. It's going to be over to my buddy's house because I got to give him the gun. See, I'm a 13-time convicted felon, and I'm not supposed to have one of those. So they go to the friend's place, and he hands them the gun, and then they go off to the Central Washington Hospital.
You know what else you're not supposed to have?
Well, when you're, I guess, you're a 13-time felon, a whole bunch of marijuana packed up your backside. He had that, and then he had a bag of meth in his jeans, his blood-stained jeans, and he had some in his car, and this guy was just, he was a mess. He is our 930 knucklehead winner from Chelan County this morning, thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.